Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number two of the show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there with over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. And over 1,100 people interacting. It is totally free. Serious issues, fun stuff, all there. The bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org. And by the way, if you are visiting the Free State Project website, keep your eyes open for the First 1000 pledge. It's right there at the top of the site, so it should be hard to miss. But First 1000 is something I'm really excited about here on Free Talk Live. I'm the first signer of the First 1000 pledge, and it has now gone past 100 signers of the First 1000.
So it's a tenth of the way there.
We are over a tenth of the way there, as a matter of fact. And that's good news.
That's in the first month?
Yep, within the first month.
One month.
Too shabby. Now, there was a big you know, amount of signups right after the first 1,000 was announced, so we'll have more of an idea of how we're doing after the second month is done. But nonetheless, it's moving right along, and the idea of the first 1,000 pledge is to get the people that are really excited about liberty, really excited about the Free State Project, and really just ready to go now instead of waiting till 20,000 signups, which is what the Free State Project original plan was. To sign up and say, yeah, I'll go sooner rather than later. I'll go by the end of 2008, as long as there's another 999 people that are willing to do the same thing.
And they have, and everyone has to sign up by the end of 2006.
Correct. So there's 11 more months left for us to get another 900 signers.
Which,
that's doable.
It's doable, but that's kind of tight, though, the way I see it.
That means nothing worth doing is easy. Man.
I understand, and I get it, but, you know, there's a twelfth of the time has expired, and a tenth of the people have signed up. If you think that if you say that there was a big push in the beginning, then I don't know. We need people to continue to sign up.
Absolutely. Freestateproject.org. All right. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Let's go to Joe in Massachusetts. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
I haven't called for a while. I haven't been listening, but sorry, because I've been doing a few other things.
There's no need to apologize, Joe. What's on your mind?
What's your take on this Flight 93 bit, this silly movie that was on? I mean, those people didn't know how to defend themselves and all this. What's your take on the whole thing?
I don't know. Are you referring to some TV special or something like that?
Yeah, a couple of days ago, Flight 93.
Joe, we don't get to see TV. We're doing the radio show all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been on several times, so you may have seen it different times.
I don't get television, dude. Sorry.
Nothing that goes on television, I can even tell you anything
about. And you
didn't
see it either. You listened to it because you're blind.
Well, but I mean, basically, you've read the text and you've read, I'm sure you've seen
it. No, I haven't. I don't know anything about it, Joe. You're going to have to brief me.
Movie, The in Plain Sight, the director's cut, Where Are the Bodies? And there's a lot of questions that answer. Was it really Flight 93 or was it a government plane or not?
What I want to know is who really cares. Yeah, well, what do you think? Sure.
I think that the government was involved. I really don't know because they didn't find much of anything, and it doesn't make sense. And they did find some of the recordings, but they erased part of them, and they made the family sign that you can't mention it or sue or do this. I would never sign anything. I mean, that's my family. I have a right to have a copy of it and hear everything. You know,
really, I haven't honestly followed it at all. I don't know anything about it, and it doesn't have any bearing on my life. I mean, I feel sorry regardless of who's behind it or what really happened. I don't believe the government story. I don't believe the conspiracy story. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me, and the reason why it doesn't matter to me is because I don't focus on the past.
Yeah,
now,
I agree.
Not saying that the past is unimportant. Because history is important. It's important to understand it and learn from it. But
learn how to protect yourself and not necessarily blocking the doors and no one could be armed and all this training. Everybody had to protect themselves in a situation, passengers and crew. I think if we had, mandatory training for this type of thing.
Now, wait a minute, Joe. You can't come on Free Talk Live and advocate something mandatory because we're going to jump down your throat.
Well, okay, not mandatory, but... recommendations.
Right. I mean, there are some people that are pacifists and they would not fight back even if they were being fought with. I mean, they wouldn't want to take a mandatory self-defense class. Even though I've spent some time in martial arts class, it's something I recommend. It's worthwhile. I wish I had more time for it personally than I do today. And I think that especially young people, I think they can really get a lot out of martial arts class. No doubt about it.
What is your solution, though, to avoiding hijackings? Not the Homeland Security, because they picked on that girl who was a Qantas. I heard today the head of the Qantas.
Did you hear about this, Manwich?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, man, now this is a story. The woman who's in charge of Qantas Airlines, which is an Australian airline, She owns the company, or she's the CEO. She's the top dog.
Right.
Yeah.
She was in an American airport, and she was being harassed by one of our wonderful TSA screeners.
Right.
And at one point, he was going through her paperwork, and he saw, like, blueprints for airplanes and stuff like that.
Holy crap!
Yeah, and so he started asking her all sorts of questions and getting real suspicious, and she said, yeah, I'm the head of Qantas Airlines. Look, here's some letterhead with my name on it, and I'm in charge. And, you know, she's a businesswoman. She carries herself like a businesswoman. She's very obviously a businesswoman, not a terrorist. But nonetheless, he says, wait a minute, you're the head of the airlines? You're a woman.
Oh, my God.
That's what the TSA agent said to this girl.
These guys are idiots. We should just get rid of the whole TSA thing.
I agree totally. The answer to security is to allow the airlines to set their own security levels. That way the airlines can compete for security. That way, you know, if you don't feel safe on one airline, you can choose another airline that makes you feel safe. That's the answer.
People should be able to arm themselves if they're capable and learn how to, whether it's stun guns. I do.
I think that if the airline says that's okay, then you should be.
I would bring one. I would do everything I could to help those people in a situation like that. I don't.
Sure.
Instead of depending on.
Which wouldn't be much.
Well, I he can stick his foot out.
No, no, seriously, that's not true. I can do a lot more than you guys think. There are blind people that are good in this kind of thing. But
no, I bet you can. I was.
Yeah, I know, but you know,
silly.
Get rid of.
Did you see Blind Fury?
Huh?
That guy had a ninja sword.
Okay, get rid of these marshals, these jackbooted thugs, which are on, because they're just as crazy. In fact, worse than the hijackers in some cases. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, we had those guys in Miami that shot that dude for no reason.
I don't care what.
Ago.
I mean, they should know. It's like Andrea Yates. I'm so glad that she is going into a hospital. I don't care what people say. Some people want to kill her and do this. Hey,
I don't know who that is. Her name rings a bell.
She's the woman who killed her kids.
Yeah, she's the one that was on drugs and didn't.
Oh, the five kids, right? Where she killed all five kids in a bathtub or something?
Yeah, didn't get the right kind of treatment. She was doing real well until the doctor screwed up, so it's their fault. We should not depend on those. They should not have killed that guy in Miami. I don't care what people say.
Well, you know, when you put the government in charge of security, all you're going to get is screw-ups and heartbreak and people getting themselves killed. And that's what happens. When government is supposed to do something for you, they mess it up. It doesn't matter if it's security or, you know, the weather or doing space exploration. They mess everything up.
The people were crying on the plane. The marshals didn't do anything right. Children were scared. I would get those people off that plane and teach it how to be done right. There's something wrong with people like that.
What's wrong is the government. What's wrong.
The thing is there's going to be mistakes and heartbreak with any security force. But
of
the
course.
Fact is, if you're upset with how American Airlines security handled a particular situation, you can write the president of the company a letter and say, hey, look, I'm upset with this. And if he doesn't do something to make it right, you never participate in their system again. You never give them another dollar.
And
but
you
the
let
government,
them know you're
you've got to pay their taxes.
That's right. And then instead of letting the government intervene, I just thought I'd bring that up, guys. Thanks.
Good call, great Joe. Fun. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231. I'm glad we got into the real meat of that, because the whole conspiracy thing is just such a waste of time. I mean, the beginning of that conversation was just, but the actual issue about security, the issue about what we can do to make it better in the future, that's what we're about on Free Talk Live, is about talking about ideas to make our lives better in the future. And the idea is usually pretty simple. Getting government out of whatever it's involved in. So, for those of you out there that are really into learning about Flight 93 and the Twin Towers and the real story, go ahead. Spend all the hours that you want learning about that stuff. Go ahead. You can invest as much time in that garbage as you want to. What's it going to do for you? You can know all. You could be the expert.
The funny thing is
9/11.
As far as conspiracies go, people are still arguing about how many bullets killed Kennedy.
Yeah.
One.
What's
two,
the point of that?
Three.
What about it?
The CIA? Was it the mafia? Was it the
Lyndon Johnson?
Yeah.
Who cares? It's irrelevant. What's relevant is government is big, it's out of control, and we need to stop it. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking about it, the tyranny of security coming up on Free Talk Live.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. find out what people around the world are drinking for energy, and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have lots of stuff, including our listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can plot yourself. Over 800 of our listeners have done it so far. It's free, of course. You just go to map.freetalklive.com, add your location, add in your name. You can add a photo if you'd like, even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to the international map of listeners. Free Talk Live at map.freetalklive.com. So, talking about the security situation in America, from Dario McDarby at lewrockwell.com, the tyranny of security. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley supports the wacky idea of Chicago Alderman Wei Suarez that calls for cameras to be installed in every licensed business in Chicago that operates for 12 hours or more a day.
Hmm.
This cost will be borne by the business, further harming the private sector. businesses apparently have no say in the matter, unless they combine to shout down the idea hatched in the mind of a buffoon.
You know, why don't businesses actually have to pay for a cop to be at every business that's going to be open more than
12 hours a day?
12 hours a day. I mean, they should just actually have to pay for a police officer to stand there. And
well, the camera's a little bit cheaper. The camera's a little cheaper.
Sure, I'm just making the point.
Yeah.
If I've got to pay for the cop, I got to pay for the camera. Might as well.
Yeah, but five cops. I mean, one of them's got to take a donut break at some time,
yeah.
So you always have to have one there.
One cop on duty.
Right. The business...
And a guy to talk for him to talk to.
But of course, like most businesses, they'll just bend right over to the diktats of fools, leaving employees and customers to foot the bill through lost jobs, increased costs, and tax hikes. And I actually looked at the article that this was based on, the article about Chicago proposing these things, which is absolutely insane. And as usual, the business owners are, oh, it's a bad idea. It's going to cost us money, thousands of... They'll never do anything more than just bitch and moan about it. When instead, what they could do is they could say, you know what? F you, government. We're not going to do this. You can pass all the silly ordinances you want to. What are you going to do, shut us all down? I mean, what if 20% of the businesses said no to this idea?
2%?
Yeah. But nobody thinks about that option. Oh, it's a nation of laws. They must have our best interests in mind, even though it's going to cost us $20,000 to implement this camera system. Because again, I'm not going to get into the actual article, but it actually outlines where the cameras are supposed to be. You don't have to have them in the bathroom, but you do have to have one outside and one inside, and just bureaucratic rigmarole. And our business owners, you know, they're good people. They just want to do the right thing. But unfortunately, the right thing is not always following the law. In fact, I would argue that most of the time the right thing is disobeying the bad laws. And I'd really, you know, if there's a good law out there, well, by all means, follow it. But it seems to me that most of them are bad news.
And there's, what, tens of thousands a person's supposed to know?
Oh, yes.
Whether they're in their given city, county, state, you know, the national laws. You're supposed to know all these things, just like... It's just that easy to know.
And speaking of the variety of laws that you're supposed to know about, we've got something from the Advocates for Self-Government talking about some of the new laws that are coming out this year. Just how easy it is to become a lawbreaker without even knowing it. Anyway, Mayor, back to Chicago. Mayor Richard Daley is the latest in the cabal of politicians inciting the herd to its lowest emotion, fear. He told the press of his awe of cameras. Daley said to the Chicago Sun-Times, quote, "Block clubs. Community organizations want cameras. They can't walk down the street. Their kids have to go around a corner to get away from the gangbangers. You can't walk to church. You can't get on the CTA. Cameras really prevent much crime." Do you know what? I'm going to interrupt his quote here. He's attacking the cops with this. You realize that?
He's saying the cops aren't doing their jobs.
He's saying, you cops suck. Well, we got lots of... Wait, this is the third largest market in the United States. New York, L.A., Chicago.
Yep, that's the one.
Boy, you cops in Chicago, you're really lousy. Look at all these gangbangers around. The kids, you can't even walk to church in Chicago. What's he saying about his city? You're a lousy mayor, Richard Daley. Why don't you just come out and say that? I really blow. I need to put cameras around the entire city because I can't keep you safe. And of course, if you really believe the government is going to keep you safe, you're living in a fantasy world.
Well, my wife was in the Chicago Marathon last year, and I'll tell you, everybody in the Chicago Marathon ran a little faster through Cicero. I mean, it wasn't nothing nice.
Oh, so the mayor continues. Cameras also solve a lot of crime. The terrorist attacks in London were solved by cameras. The whole incident was solved by cameras. Of course, cameras don't actually solve anything, and Daley doesn't know that. His statement's a jumble of contradiction, obfuscation, and ignorance. He'll go far in American politics. Security is the ideological linchpin of the American global empire in its total state. It trumps liberty or property. Security is a requisite for tyranny. Fear incites the herds, and when he says that, he means the sheep.
The sheep
masses. incites their hunger for security. Fear, which is the president's a master at this. I mean, the administration is just a master at, you know, provoking fear and talking about how Osama's still out there and the terrorist threat's never going to go away and we need to give up a little bit of liberties, just a little bit, to get some security. Well, fear's provoked by the state that ultimately and solely benefits from the desire of the people to be secure, safe, and risk-free. We don't want to have risks. We don't want to, you know, risks are dangerous.
Risks are bad.
It feels good to be safe. When people are coaxed into a state of continual suspicion...
Of course we're not.
What?
We're not.
Oh, of course not. and nor will any amount of state efforts ever make us that way. When people are coaxed into a state of continual suspicion and fear, their desire for liberty subsides because freedom is presumed to be more theoretical. Politicians now tell us that we live in different times. Everything's changed, they say. The world changed on September 11th. They say we live in different times, calling for different measures to protect us. Whenever they say something like that, rest assured, your liberty, property, and money will disappear down the rat hole of Congress.
It's time for a good screwing.
To the herd, liberty is a vague set of statements issued long ago by strange men in powdered wigs. Security is real and tangible. It fits the nastiness inherent in democracy by reducing all citizens to a single body in need of protection by civil authorities. We're all equally sullen and shoeless in this environment of government-given security. People hear this sort of nonsense. Ah, freedom's all well and good, Manwich, but when you have people who hate our way of life wanting to destroy us...
That's right, they hate Britney Spears and Pepsi.
When you have people that hate Britney Spears, you have to sacrifice freedom for more security. Again, and how anybody can really even listen to that and go with it is so beyond me. How somebody could sit there and nod and say...
It's a soundbite world, you know? And you never get an opportunity to confront these jerks in Washington.
Nor do the journalists bother.
No, they don't. They don't ask any questions.
Yeah,
they're worth asking.
All they say is, oh, really? Tell me more. Oh,
well, who do you think's involved in this scandal? Well, you know, you tell us about the next scandal.
Yeah.
What about the blonde girl missing in Aruba?
Again, after these words ooze...
That has got to be the most investigated murder of all time.
Maybe so. Again, after those words ooze from a politician's lips, expect to be lighter in money, property, and liberty. The desire for security provokes anonymous callers to the myriad of hotlines of government warning of neighbors who seem not quite right, not quite American. Security federalizes tens of millions of lack-witted snoops to become patriots, prying into others' affairs. The lust for security builds the culture of squealing into a fine art. And coming up, we'll tell you about how the government is encouraging school children to rat each other out with a cash reward.
I love that. The culture of squealing.
Yeah. It's the snitch society, as I call it. Government agents refine the art further into secret prisons with the latest advances in gross torture. And as one of our callers, Manuel, puts it, now we know we have secret prisons. We know we have secret courts. We know we have secret laws. There's a secret government out there.
Don't forget the secret police.
It's not even a conspiracy anymore. It's for real. 800-259-9231. And America just sits there and says,
uh-huh.
More coming up. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic. Documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. It's Ian here with
Ed Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well. Both of them totally free. FreeTalkLive.com, so take advantage of that. Talking about the tyranny of security, LouRockwell.com, Darren McDarby. What started this was an article from Chicago, news out of Chicago. The mayor there has proposed it's a couple people, an alderman and the mayor, that have proposed that every single licensed business in Chicago should, well, if they are open for more than 12 hours, should have cameras on their residents. In fact, not just should, but will be mandated if this goes through. And that led into a discussion about security and how our government is turning us against one another, turning people into snitches, for instance. We got a story about how school children are being encouraged to snitch on each other. That's coming up later in the show. But continuing on here, security, though, is the lie built on contradiction. Government tells us that security's working because it's exposed and defeated various vague threats. Dossiers on thousands of evildoers percolate through the computers of countless agencies.
Half of them are toddlers.
Yeah, the no-fly list.
Mm-hmm.
Armies of sniffers await orders to pry further into the private affairs of innocent men and women.
You know, and with the these no-knock raids or whatever, they come in their home, they look through your computer, they don't even have to tell you they were there.
That's right.
If they can be careful enough, you'll never even know.
To make an omelet, one must break some eggs. For the recipe to the global state requires the breaking of all of our liberties. The total state grows on the broken shells of our liberty. But for the state, enough is never enough. While touting the fabulous secret record of battling illusory terrorists throughout the land, the state preaches caution. Up, citizens, even though we've caught these guys, the job is not yet done. And in fact, they've come right out and said, we don't see an end to this war on terror anytime soon. Terror is going to be a continuous threat in this country.
You know, and the only way to win this war on terror is to keep on squeezing away your rights.
The obscure threats will last as long as the state enjoys stripping us of our liberty, which is forever. That's the contradiction. The state tells us it can protect us and keep us secure. But we're never in the state of security, for there's always one more threat. One more boogeyman on the horizon. And if he isn't real, then the government will help create him through mirrors in the media. Over time, like the battered child or spouse, the people of America become shell-shocked and weary, making easy pickings for the government stooges in Congress and White House to chip away at what remains of our liberties. We no longer become free men, but creatures like those found in totalitarian nations, men who are fretful, suspicious, anxious, and enslaved. It could well be called the battered sheeple syndrome. The state is unnecessary to our safety. Free men actually create their own safety when it's necessary. Knowing that risks can't be eliminated in full, free men balance security with liberty. Knowing the sorrow or discomfort of one or a group is less important than the preservation of liberty, property, and opportunity for all. The example of David Crockett is instructive. Liberty, property, wealth are not the state's to give, no matter how noble the cause might seem. The result over time is worse than the ill that
liberty,
state
property, and wealth are not the state's to give.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's true.
Always, without exception, the state creates a situation worse than it intended to than its intended results.
I've got to say that I believe that too.
Free men have little need for a nanny state promising a safety that compromises liberty. In the long run, the state's concept of security is an electric fence around the herd once known as citizens, a pen once known as a constitutional republic, or, man, which, as you have put it, let's just throw us all, lock us all into individual cells, padded rooms.
Little padded rooms, and make sure you put the straitjackets on, otherwise I could gouge my own eyes out.
That's right. In a constitutional republic,
I really don't want their security.
No,
thank
I don't either.
Very much.
I never asked
I
for it.
I don't want it.
I never signed any agreement saying I wanted to be protected by you people.
Well, you know, and all the Constitution says is that you're going to protect us from invasion from foreign nations. That'll be fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah, I don't trust them for that either. In a constitutional republic, security is addressed by the common defense of armed citizens. In our total democratic state, security can only be addressed by the expansion of the policing function of the state. The former requires a strong Second Amendment and an armed citizenry. That's the way to defend yourselves. That's the way to prevent terrorism and violence, is to have everybody have, you know, weapons, or those who want them to be armed, which is what our founding fathers intended. The latter, though, the big police state, fears the Second Amendment and an armed populace. Witness New York City. Witness San Francisco.
Yeah.
Banning guns.
The major metros hate the idea of people having guns.
Right. They might use them to defend themselves. Who could imagine that?
It's story time and time again. You'll see that where the guns are, the crime isn't.
That's correct. The former is exemplified by Patrick Henry, who proclaimed, "Give me liberty or give me death." The latter is expressed in nearly every politician who infects the body politic. These odious little men and women demand, "Give me your liberty, and I'll give you security." Security is the manner of the state. We get security, they take our liberty. In this malodorous cesspool, the vines of our slavery grow and strangle us. Liberty is beyond the scope of government to bestow. It's an inherent gift in the human soul, irrevocable by the state. This gift is naturally mitigated by prudence and other virtues that prevent liberty from becoming a licentious display of pride, arrogance, and filth. Constitutions can encourage liberty, to one degree or another, but they can't add to or detract from this divinely given human quality. No matter how vigorously the state suppresses liberty, oppressive governments can't eliminate it, nor can they expand it. Liberty just is. The state can only beat men down until they're afraid of their own shadow, and who'll squeal in fear of any forbidden thought of freedom. Liberty is a given state in the human soul. Use it or it will be taken from you. It can be suppressed, but never destroyed. And that's why we're here on Free Talk Live, to remind you that liberty still is something that's out there, and it's something that we all really do deserve to have, and that it is worth fighting for.
You know,
still,
it says that we were endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that's how it's somehow in there, because men yearn to be free.
Some of us do. Some of us
they all yearn to be free. They just don't want the rest of the world to be free. That's the problem. That's the dichotomy.
That's
the
catch.
I'll give away the freedoms that I don't want. I don't drink, so I don't care whether other people drink. I don't smoke pot, so I don't care if other people smoke pot. I don't drive a car. I don't scuba dive. I don't hang glide. I don't smoke. So nobody else should be able to do these things either.
That is the problem.
That's a crappy attitude.
Yeah. If you want freedom, you have to give freedom to everybody else, and you have to let them be free to ruin their lives if that's what they choose to do with it. Let's talk to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Take control of the airwaves. What's up, Jeff?
Ah, yes. Very simple. This war in Iraq is literally pornographic as far as the fact that we have soldiers in there, stationed in there. There are permanent military bases in Iraq, and now we're about to go to Iran. And it's like one of the main crux of law is who pays for all this.
Yeah.
I mean, who pays for this?
It's obvious who pays for it. We're paying for it.
If we were policing the world, you'd think the rest of the world would pay for it.
Exactly. And I think we're going to have a draft in the future. It wouldn't surprise me.
How will they get? Yeah, I mean, not only how are we going to pay for it, but also how are we going to have enough fresh bodies to send over there?
Exactly. And what you're dealing with is you're dealing with a collapse of America. America is just going to implode from within.
What I don't understand is, even after all the polls have shown that people are tired of the Iraq war, that people overwhelmingly seem to think it was a mistake.
60% of Americans.
Why aren't they shouting from the rooftops, no invasion of any other country at this point? Stop it! It's insane! Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Where is the anti-war movement? Cindy Sheehan, by the way, charges dropped against her. Coming up, snitching. Also, Jeff and more. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates whenever there's something fresh and important to announce about the show. We'll let you know via email if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it totally free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So talking about the security state, the snitch society, we're going to get to a story about some kids in Florida that have been encouraged by their school to rat each other out for cash rewards. That's on the way. And
cash rewards.
That's what this country is going to. It's going to the snitch society. In fact, they tried to install the TIPS program a couple years ago. We talked about that on Free Talk Live. Luckily, it was shot down for the time being. I have a feeling they'll try and bring it back, where they were trying to encourage, like cable installers, plumbers, people that were inside other people's homes. Hey, if you see anything suspicious, call this rat line.
1-800 snitch.
Yeah. And it's really disturbing to me because it encourages people to be distrustful of one another. It encourages people to, possibly rat out somebody that maybe they don't like their skin color or they don't like the way they talk.
You never know what the next door neighbors, for instance, you know, you can be in a dispute with the next door neighbor and it happens all the time, and then they snitch on you for some horrible, horrible thing.
They do it with DHS now, and they do it with the kids, the DCF or whatever they're called in your state.
We heard stories on here countless times of neighbors snitching on neighbors.
And, of course, all of this is brought about by politicians getting up on podiums and spouting off, like George Bush did a few days ago with the State of the Union address about how, well, we're moving forward in the war on
terror. That's how they get their strength, is they pit one person or one group against another. That's how they get their strength.
That's right. Let's talk to George in Washington. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
How you guys doing over there?
Good, hey. George. What's up?
You guys catch my State of the Union address the other night?
That was very nice.
Hey, this is George Bush?
I'm afraid so, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's fantastic to have you listening to the show.
Yeah. You catch the part I said there about we can't be addicted to oil?
Yeah. You know what? I really don't. I can almost not stand to listen to you, but I might have heard that.
Yeah. Well, I said America's got to find an alternative to foreign oil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It does sound good.
I guess.
I wanted to run some new ideas I had past you guys.
Okay, cool. We'll be a sounding board there, Prez.
Ice cream day.
I love ice cream day. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
We should have, like, ice cream month and different flavors, just like Baskin-Robbins.
You know what? If you had ran on this campaign, I would have voted for you, man.
Every Friday, Americans get free ice cream.
Now, I don't know about that. Now, wait a minute.
From where, George? Is it
wait,
the
I
ice
got
cream?
The,
ice cream angel's going to bring it down?
Slow down, boys. I got some other ideas.
No, I want to see. I'm serious, though. I think that's a wonderful idea.
What about this one, guys? Everybody gets a pony in America.
It's very Texan. That's very Texan.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is all that stuff sounds peachy keen.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, getting rid of oil, you really think me, the oil guy, is going to get rid of your oil?
It does sound kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. have a history. I mean, presidents like you, all of them, have a habit of just getting up and saying what sounds good. And then you don't do anything about it. I mean, really, you're not going to do anything. We all know that.
Well, most presidents don't do some of the things they promise. I promise not to do all of those things.
Awesome. That's great.
George.
Except for the ice cream day.
The ice cream day.
Everyone's getting rocky road on Thursdays.
George, I've been hoping for a particular piece of legislation, and I know people are bothering you for it, just like the Tooth Fairy and everything, but could you make it mandatory that the biggest AM station in town carries Free Talk Live in every city in America?
Only if they give free advertising to me and Dick Cheney.
George, thanks for the call. Best call of the week. 800-259-9231.
Man, boy, that's great having friends up in high places. Because if I could really get that, I would. It'd be awesome.
You know, I'd heard that George Bush had an iPod. And if somebody one of the White House staffers must have snuck Free Talk Live on there.
Well, he probably went to Podcast Alley and saw that we were number one.
Number one or two, decided
to download the show, and these boys here, they're talking
the truth. Can you imagine that?
Boy. I know George Bush has heard the show. I'm positive.
He's got
an iPod.
That doesn't mean that he understands, like, how to go and get podcasts.
Please, you don't think he was briefed on he had podcast experts come in the Oval Office and tell him how to do this crap.
George Bush, if George Bush had heard the show,
wow.
I mean, can you imagine what that would do?
What?
I don't know, man. What would his response be to hearing something like
that? Man, he hears conservatives hollering all day long.
He's a conservative, man.
But he hears not conservatives. I mean fiscal conservatives.
Okay.
The kind of the old school conservatives. George Will's out. Is it Will? Anyway, there's all kinds of old school conservatives out there squealing about, you know, big government this, big government that. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's like, ha ha, maybe you guys don't count for nothing.
You know, I still wonder, you still got to wonder about these people. Does he really think that he's there working towards smaller government? It's just that it takes a long time. I mean, does he believe that he's in there doing things for smaller government, but he just hasn't quite gotten around to it yet?
You know,
or does he really realize that he's making government bigger with every single bill that he passes?
One person could argue that George Bush was, you know, a genius in the way he mitigated the Democratic Party. They've been marginalized because the Republican Party is now giving away all kinds of crap like the Democratic Party used to promise to do. Well, now the Republicans are doing it.
Yeah, the Republicans are like Democrats.
So he beat the Democrats by not being conservative anymore. Sorry, not good enough.
I don't know if they've been beaten, man, because, I mean, there are still a lot of people that are disappointed with the war. It's going to be an interesting 2008. Not that I care either way. I mean, either way, Republican, Democrat, we're going
to
get
screwed. Way to get screwed.
That's right. And Penn and Teller are now saying they're not going to run for president, so there's no hope for the Libertarian Party. 800-259-9231.
Why aren't they going to run?
I don't know. We need to get him on the show and try to cajole him, because he thought my article was a joke. We'll tell you about that coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Well, he took it as a joke.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with another Car Clinic Minute. Tiger Woods cringes every time he does it, and it cost Arnie Palmer a Masters. Slices or hooks on the fairway may cost a green jacket, but I'll tell the price tag for veering off center on the roadway when I come back.
Bobby Lycus here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
The fairway's nothing. The price you'll pay for slices or hooks on the roadway will cost more than a green jacket. And here's how to judge a vehicle that's below par. If you're motoring behind slicers or hookers, you'll recognize them by their tendency to creep left or right. If you're the driver, you'll feel your car pull this way or that and find yourself manually overcompensating. In either case, trying to keep a car down the middle indicates a problem with alignment, which is a double bogey. It'll cost miles per gallon because it takes energy to right a wrong, and loss of control, which is a real hazard. So correct your vehicle swing. Four. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love it. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to amp the show. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, Bulletin Board System, and more, well, consider being a voluntary supporter of Free Talk Live, being an amplifier for $3 a month. At amp.freetalklive.com, you get all kinds of cool perks, like access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in line. And I'm tempted, man, which I came across something.
Yes.
Came across something. A friend of mine sent me an audio file. Apparently, he had air-checked me the very first night that I was ever on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like,
when I was 17...
Bob?
No. Just a friend of mine.
Oh, I know.
Who was listening that night and who air-checked me. And I didn't even have my old air-checks. I chucked them a long time ago.
Sure.
And I'm using an industry term. When you're in the business and you're doing, specifically when you're doing music radio, but they also air-check talk. But when you're doing a break that's your segment. You know, when you're going between songs, that's when you get to talk. And
yeah.
So, you know, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to record yourself. So the program director, who can't possibly listen to the station 24 hours a day, you can take it into the program director and hand it to him and say, here you go, here's my show from the weekend. And that way he can listen to it and critique you and, or whatever. Well, I think I have that audio file. And I might have to edit it down, and we'll have to set a value on the amp total before I actually release it to the amplifiers.
Well, that's how they got to see the awful picture of me from high school
with your mohawk thing.
Right.
So,
oh, God, that thing's horrible.
That's something we need to talk about, man.
What I do, sell my soul for $475 that I'm I don't even get a penny of.
I'm thinking maybe $1,500 or something like that. We got to have a little mile marker to reach.
Yeah,
and then I might release my first ever time ever on the radio.
I'm kind of interested.
You want to hear a train wreck? Actually, I don't know. I haven't listened to it yet, so I don't even know how bad it is.
It's great to give the amplifiers things because you know, they support the show.
That's right.
Yep.
And you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. All right. So students in Florida being bribed. Students in Nassau County, according to Local6.com, may soon have the opportunity to turn crime tips into cash. School officials are considering a program that would pay students $100 if they help authorities find a student with drugs, alcohol, weapons, or tobacco on school grounds.
$100 for tobacco?
Yep.
My God, they're taking that pretty serious.
Basically, if a child is aware that someone has drugs, alcohol, tobacco, or weapons, that would make them feel unsafe in the school.
Tobacco would make you feel unsafe?
They can go to anonymous sources, and if they provide us with the important information, we'll provide a reward for the child, said school spokesperson. Officer Marty Scott of the PD in town said the program would promote education and enforce state laws. He said the way things are now, getting information from the students could be a difficult job.
I bet it is.
So, anyway, he says, yeah, we'll get a lot of, I know the info, but I don't want to tell because a person, I don't want to tell on that person because I don't want to be a snitch. Yeah, for good reason. Because snitches deserve to get beaten. Because snitches are lousy, the lowest of the low scum. I mean, like, seriously, almost the lowest of the low. You've got murderer, rapist, snitch in my book. Serious. We'll tell you more about this because
I think that there's times to snitch, times to keep your mouth shut.
Well, I mean, if you know about a murderer or a rapist, then since they're lower than snitches, then you can snitch on those people. But anybody else, if you're snitching on them, man, that's not good. 800-259-9231. All right, maybe child molester's in there, too.
Yeah.
Murderer, rape, child molester, snitch. Hour number three is on the way. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...